I don't suppose like poppin' bees.
What's poppin' bees?
What's poppin' bees? Welcome back to Beer Sauce.
Crack mine open to my mic.
Okay, wait, you want me to crack yours open
and
your
crack
mic
mine open?
Oh, you hear that?
Oh god.
Of sizzle. Oh.
Oh, it got in my eye.
Oh,
somehow.
Oh, wow. That mango chili. You heard that. You heard that. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh.
Shit. Wait. Can we cheers? Would it be okay if we cheers?
Oh.
Dude,
you make a feminine cum noise, bro.
No, I do not, bro.
That's what we were doing, right?
What?
That's what we were doing, right?
Well, like, you were making your cum noise?
I thought that's what we were...
Oh, no, I was...
That's your cum noise. That's what we were...
No, I was shooting that for the bit. That's your genuine cum noise.
I'm not ashamed.
Noise. That's your genuine cum noise?
I'm a masculine guy.
That wasn't sometimes. A very masculine...
Yeah, it was.
Oh.
No, yeah, mine was deep.
No, you know what's crazy, bro?
Mine was deep.
Dude... You know what I've like been afraid of before is I don't want to be a big moaner.
Don't come on.
Because I've always matched, but you can never go more. You always have to match, bro.
Okay, no, that's
imagine
true.
I'm
that's
clapping.
True. No,
bro,
that's true.
Balls deep, and I'm like, ah.
But some guys like, are scared to match.
No, you just gotta match, bro.
Like, gotta some
match
guys are scared to like be like mo- like some scared. Some guys think it's feminine, like being and gay to like moan.
Okay, well, what if my mom's upstairs? That's a different story.
Well, if your mom's upstairs, it's like, yo, chill, right?
Like, chill, but, bro.
Like, it's not weird to moan in your girl's ear. Like, it's not like.
Well, it's not like it's not. But just you saying that sentence to me just really threw me. It just threw me back for one real quick. Like, you be like hitting it. And you just go,
okay, well, let's, well, okay, you know, I didn't think, when I say things, I don't expect people to visualize them so heavily.
I'm a big visualizer.
I know.
I need you to really paint a picture for me when it comes down to things like what I'm imagining genuinely.
No more, y'all.
Okay,
ew.
Genuinely, can I just tell you what I'm picturing right now?
Okay, or but don't bring anybody into this,
I'm
bro.
I'm not. You're just hitting some faceless woman, okay? Faceless. And you're just in there.
Like, it's like Jane Doe.
Yeah, Jane Doe. You're hitting Jane Doe. And then you're really into it. You're about to bust.
Uh-huh.
And then just as you bust, like, you bite her earlobe.
And you know what I say?
And you go, oh. What do you say?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, they're not. They're going to be like, what the fuck are these guys doing, bro?
No, it's not weird.
It's not.
What if I do say that?
Free advertising.
Yeah, like
free advertising.
Like, we should
bro.
Start we should like make like a man whore just like say that when they bust. Like, we can like
Floridian slip.
Pavlov's dog them.
Pavlov's
so every
dog.
Time they have sex with somebody, they just do free Olay ad.
Okay. No, I'm really down for that. I'm down for that. Okay. Should we get into the questions, bro? What
today?
What are we pairing with Olay?
Today, my favorite thing to pair with Olay.
Gabagoo.
Oh. I was not expecting that.
Like,
to...
I don't even think we can.
I think we're gonna lose our sponsor.
I genuinely think we have to cut that out.
Yeah, that
just
that's
like
a crazy.
Keep it and just bleep it.
Okay. Well, Derek just said something crazy. I'll say that. He said something crazy.
Today with my Olay perfectly balanced tequila and mango cocktail, 355 milliliters, 12 fluid ounces, 5.2 alcohol Whoa. Tequila beverage.
Wow. That was a lot.
At 2 p.m.
Yes.
Today we're day drinking. In my basement, and we're gonna answer some questions.
Your average unemployed friend. Today, I'm gonna be drinking cigarettes and drinking in the park at 2
Did
in the
I
afternoon.
Genuinely?
Hmm?
I've drank basically every day this week, other than yesterday.
Yes. No, you drank yesterday.
No, I didn't.
Why'd bro get defensive?
No, I didn't.
Did you not?
No.
Okay. You drank every other day, though?
Yeah.
And hey, guess what?
But I'm not getting fucked up, but, like, I can see the alcohol's, like detriments on, like, my skin and my well-being.
Hey, but hey.
Like, I feel grosser.
Okay, well then just...
But that's Olay's because, you know why?
Why?
Because I wasn't drinking Olay's.
Yeah, you were drinking some other gross stuff, bro.
So if I do want to drink 24/7, 7 days a week, I know what I'm drinking.
It's fire. I'm gonna be watching back. I'm like, oh my god, I gotta cut so much of this.
No, it feels healthy.
Yeah, no, it does.
That's
it does.
My point was it feels if I drink like a beer, I know that I'm eating 7 loaves of bread equivalent.
Dude,
I don't feel like I mean, I'm not like ashamed of like when I'm my weight or anything, but when I do like gain weight, you know, it doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
But when I drink these, I feel Twinkie still.
Well, no, like a Red Truck beer. I feel like I literally just ate 4 poutines after I drank a Red Truck beer.
I stay Twinkie on Olay's.
Mm-hmm.
So, truth or drink, we just drank a little bit, but now let's do like big swigs.
Big swigs.
So, there's actually like
steaks.
And we got some questions. Some are from the fans.
Like in like a random number generator. So,
I gotta pull them. Okay.
You're gonna pull them up? Okay.
And...
Anything can happen.
We are going to make a Patreon soon.
Yeah, we're working on that.
You're not going to miss out any content, but just keep your eye out. And
oh yeah, we did something on the Beer Sauce story where we're like, yo, if we had a Patreon, what would you guys want to see? And then a couple people were concerned and was like, no, you're going to like take away content. We're still doing 4 Beer Sauce.
We're still going to keep the content, but there might be like a weird sexual compilation
we can't say that, but there's gonna be extra stuff. It's like still early, like it's in like beta right now. We're still developing it. Me and Derek, I literally scheduled a call with this guy tomorrow at 2 p.m
we're business partner mode right now.
Yeah,
like we're besties like the other days.
We're yesterday besties, we watched Dune together. Today business
this guy
partners.
Fucking texts me like, hi, Derek.
Yeah. And then I put a
best
comma.
Best wishes.
And like a big ass like space in between.
Best wishes, your best friend, Nicholas.
Hella professional these days, y'all. Okay, should we get into it, bro?
Let's get into this shit. Truth or drink. You tell the truth, you don't drink. If you don't tell the truth, or if you can't answer, or some of them are like competitions, I think.
Yeah, some of them are like weird based, but basically the way the game works is truth or drink.
Mm-hmm. And then we have to do our ABCs.
What's our ABCs?
Like, you know, when you do a sobriety test from the cops and they're like, do your ABC.
ABC, DFG, HIJ, LMNOPQRSQVWXYZ.
Dude, when I got... Never mind.
I know you were going to say we can't say that.
I couldn't have done them.
No, yeah, it's like...
Let's go, bro.
Okay.
Roll the question. Number one, roll them and I'll tell you the question.
Is 10.
Have you ever thought that Nico / Derek's partner wasn't good enough for them?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think
I've told you that before.
Yeah, I've been able to. I've sometimes recognized it in the moment, but I'm not gonna be like.
I don't think you told me though.
Yeah, I'm not gonna tell you.
Well, no, like that's I don't think we've even talked about it. Like after.
No, like as an example, during the P&E day, I was in my head, I'm like, that's crazy.
We gotta tell them.
Should we?
It's not.
It was like a year ago.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah, it was. It really was.
So this was when we were smaller.
Yeah, this was, we didn't have 1,000 followers on Instagram yet.
No, like we were literally so small. And this was when we first met Derek. And if you're watching this, sorry, I couldn't go. My crazy girlfriend, my crazy toxic ex. No, I'm just playing. I'm playing, guys. I'm playing. He's playing.
What?
This was back when Derek had that Please's Sponsors TikTok.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen that, it's basically like him and his 3 buddies. They did mini games.
It was
TikTok,
like a game show,
and
like
they
a really
yeah, and they show, had yeah. like 600k on TikTok in like 3 months.
It was crazy.
And they're like, "Yo, guys, come to this bar tonight." And that was a big career step for me. That was a big career moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like that'd be the equivalent now of like Pete inviting me out. Well, not Pete.
Yeah, but like a very large creator, like Baby No Money. That'd be Baby No Money being, "Yo, let's hang out."
I'd be like, "Dude, I would drop everything.
Let's have a coffee chat." If Baby No Money wanted to have a coffee chat with us, that's crazy,
that's big.
Bro. That's
or if he was like, come do coke in my house.
I would do coke. No, I don't want to do coke, but I would do coke.
But it's for Baby No Money coke.
See? Yeah, but like, what happened?
Well, so you call me, or somebody texts, right? And I'm at London Drugs with my girlfriend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she had sort of... an inflexibility problem,
mm-hmm.
which is like everybody has problems, guys. Like I don't want to air her out. You know what? I'll even it out. If I say one of the things she did, I'll say one of the things.
Okay, so what's one of the things you did?
I'd be getting mad as fuck really easy, yeah. Okay?
Dude, honestly, so. That's actually a really fair, like, that what you just came up with here, like, that's such a fair thing, like, evening the score.
I know, I'm evening the score. Like that's guys, so like, fair. I'm bad.
Yeah.
And I want to be so good for my current girlfriend, mm-hmm. and, like, I know I need to deal with some of my shit.
Yeah.
But, like, I do get irritated easy, especially when I'm overstimulated, mm-hmm. like, when I'm wearing, like, a necklace, and I get a couple texts, and my girlfriend's like, oh, like, can you help me with this? I'm like, get the fuck off me!
It's just, get this beta shit off me. Yeah, it was
like,
too much.
Yeah. But she was based. I was like, oh my God, like, this is big for me. But we had tickets to go to Fright Night with two of our friends.
What is Fright Night?
It's just like a Halloween event at the fair.
Yeah.
And it's like $40 tickets. Like, it's not like a lot. But she literally like started crying and said, I couldn't go. And I was like, fuck. Like, and at the time, I was, I guess, less aware of what I wanted in life. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to go. But I resented her for that for like a year, which is my fault.
Yeah.
Like, resenting someone for a year, you're actually like a pussy. I was a pussy. It's 2 versus 1. I actually just,
dude,
like,
damn, you're really airing yourself out today. Yeah.
And then that, I mean, that you fell with me because,
well, I wasn't just going to go by myself. Yeah. Right? Like, I couldn't just go by myself. Like, me and Derek are partners in this.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not going to like, if like it was like a,
you would go by yourself now.
No,
really?
No, we're like, not for a big, no. If like Baby No Money invited us for a coffee chat
and I can't go,
I might
you
like
gotta
have
go,
to.
Bro.
Okay, but in the moment, my logic was like, no man left behind. If Derek can't go, I can't go. As much as I wanted to, there's no man left behind. You know what I mean?
I mean, it all worked out. Like,
yeah, it all worked out in the end.
Like, it literally all, I think, worked out perfectly.
It worked out perfectly. But like, I remember when that happened, I was like, that is crazy.
I think,
bro.
I mean, I think you handled it better than me, because if you were in a relationship like that and I couldn't go because of that, I think I'd be upset at your partner secretly and I would keep it to myself.
Damn, bro.
Because that's like, a big career thing, and I even told my mom, and my mom was like, dude, like,
you gotta cut her off.
Well, she was like, you need to like really think about the values you want.
How long ago did you talk to your mom about this? Like, was it right after it happened?
It was like literally a day after, because I was upset about it.
Yeah. And then your mom was like, you gotta really reconsider your values, bro.
And I have, and ooh, it's even now.
It's even. Okay, it's even, but now
I don't want to be even. I want to, if I'm going to air her out, I'm going to air myself out.
Okay.
When I got my new girlfriend, my mom was like, don't fuck it up. You're a fucking loser, pussy. Like, like, she was basically like, okay, here's what you have to do. And I'm like,
because your mom will,
she doesn't think I'm
real.
A man. And I'm not, sort of. But I'm going to get in there.
And you're, hey, well, no, I honestly, I don't 3-2. Well, I don't think you should be, I know this is kind of going off track, so I'll try to make it quick here.
Yeah.
But I don't think you should try to be like this man that, like, be your own man.
I know.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, okay, I'll go next. It's basically, 5.
My mom was like, you got work to do. So, okay, see? Wait. My answer, bro.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Ooh. Yes to both of your exes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I didn't think about your your first ex. Mm-hmm. I always thought that. No lie. She just wasn't interesting enough for you. Oh, God.
Okay, I got to air myself out.
Oh, God.
And now I have to air myself out.
That's my bad, bro. You got to air yourself out.
Let me think.
That's really mean, but I mean,
dude,
in like,
I would, like, towards the end, like, I did not love her anymore, and you could fucking tell, bro. Like, we had plans to go to this, like, Halloween.
Halloween?
No, like, we had plans to go to this Halloween.
Why,
like,
is it always
thing.
Halloween?
Completely fucking forgot. Like, I just forgot it. I forgot about it. I was like, oh, shit. And we were supposed to go with all our friends. I was like, I just did not give a fuck anymore. I should have just broke it off way sooner.
Yeah.
But I was like a dick, bro. Aired. Like, I should not have missed that event.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's your second ex. I didn't think that until the cheating thing happened.
Yeah.
But that's like, that doesn't, I mean, duh.
Like, But okay. Number 5 is next.
Number 5.
Good sir.
Who is your least favorite beer show's guest?
Oh, my God. That's crazy, dude. Can we say that?
Hold on.
Dude, okay, you know,
and what? And to not be a... Well, do you have one?
I have one. Like, instantly when you said I had one.
Okay, go.
Like,
yeah, me too.
No, okay, I'm not going to...
Me too.
Okay, I'm going to half drink. I'm not going to say the guest name, but I'll say my least favorite episode. How about that? Also, I'll half drink.
No, that counts because if I said, oh, I'm not going to say the person I hate, but he has curly hair and caramel skin and he wears a nose strip. Like, that's the same shit, bro. Like, okay. I didn't say your name, but I just described you perfectly.
Okay, I think maybe my least favorite episode, like, the vibes were really weird in that episode. Like, fuck school, fuck all the shit, what the fuck is probably my least favorite episode. Is that the name of it?
Dude, that's so old.
Yeah, it's my least favorite episode.
No. You're cheaping out. You're coughing out.
Fuck you.
Do in the last year.
Last year? So season 2 and season 3?
No, and you know what? Season 3.
Oh, come shit.
Come on.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
If you go season 1, literally, like, my balls didn't even drop in season 1.
Because I know mine.
We have the same one.
Wait. Let me think.
Dude, now I just aired a season 1 guest out for no reason.
No, fuck. No, that shit was trash.
Yeah.
I have a season 2 one. Can okay. that be a half drink?
Yeah.
No.
Damn, bro. We're taking swigs, too.
I'm not answering. I'll answer yeah, on there.
Yeah, that's fair. We'll answer on the Patreon, okay? When it
yeah,
comes
if you
out.
Guys want to know, we'll put it on the Patreon.
Okay, number 14.
Oh, I thought I... No, I can't answer that. Okay. Yeah. Number
well, I said the title. I said the title of the
that's
episode.
That's season one. No, like, I literally, like, I probably still had my hair, like, styled backwards in season one, bro. Like, it's been so long.
It's been years, bro.
14?
14, yeah.
Content creator friend that makes boring content. Wait. Dude, I can't.
Yeah, we can't do that. Dude, this has half gone. Oh my God.
Oh. I don't even know if I have an answer, but that's risky.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I'm not. We're not.
Dude, these questions are brutal. Dude, we might.
Okay, you know what? Let's make a rule.
Yeah.
We can't drink 3 times in a row.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's like whatever we get, we have to answer.
Okay, 8.
Have you ever thought about quitting beer sales? Thank God. No.
We've been asked this before by people, like, no.
Dude, if we got a bad one, that would have been over. We have to answer it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, like, obviously, sometimes I'm like, I don't wake up every day wanting to go, yippee, I can't wait to work on an episode of Beer Sauce and edit it.
And sometimes I wake up before filming and I'm not always like, yippee, like, let's I'm gonna put on this character and I love filming. Like, sometimes it's like, gotta lock in. Like, you know, sometimes I don't want to film the days we film.
Yeah, like, and it's not always
What is that, bro?
W thumbnail. Thanks for the thumbnail, bro.
Oh,
I'm gonna use that for the thumbnail. Yeah, thanks, bro. But yeah, I never thought about quitting. I think we're just too determined, bro.
I've never thought about quitting, but I have been frustrated, but duh.
Yeah, like, it's
I've
that's,
never
that's gonna happen over the course
but I think
of three
I could,
years
I don't think I'll Like, you're going to get frustrated. It's going to be stressful. I've never thought about quitting. Yeah. I don't know what else I would do.
Yeah. Also, I just want to clarify. It's not fucking stressful and frustrating all the time. That's like a very small fraction of
But sometimes sometimes I don't get enough sleep before I film. And it's like, damn. Or like, sometimes I have to like get on my computer at like 1 a.m. and instead of being going to bed.
Yeah.
But that's like, dude, I don't fucking have to go to like...
I don't have to go to
like Cactus Club and serve like people. Like, I'm good.
Yeah, like, I don't have to literally be like a nurse and fucking take care of people. Like, that shit is objectively so much worse and like not worse, but harder to do.
It is so much harder.
It's 6 is the next one.
Are you jealous when I get into a relationship and you're single?
I think it's really, really fucking interesting when people are like, I've been asked this since you've gotten into a new relationship. I've been asked multiple times. People are like, oh, are you jealous because Derek's in a relationship and you can't spend as much time with him anymore? Or like, oh, you don't have a girlfriend and he does. Are you jealous? Like, I've been asked this by like close friends before. Like, as an example, I'll bleep
even
their
like,
name out.
Even viewers have asked.
And I think it's really interesting when people ask me that because it's like, this is my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
This is my boy.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I want to see him up? Like, a W for him is a W for me. And I think that's just really interesting when people are like, oh, are you jealous? Are you jealous? Like, no, I feel obscenely happy for you.
Obscenely.
That's a literally came up with a new word, bro.
That's a word.
No, I can't. That's a word. That is a word. I've been obscenely happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why, well, like, I just think it's really interesting when people think that way.
One thing that I'll say is I applaud you and I think it's very admirable and I love this about you. You're always very, very supportive of my relationships, like always.
Even when they do some, been. Even when they pull even some shit on Fright Night, bro.
Even when they don't let bro go to the Greta bar with the bros.
Yeah.
You've always been supportive. Like, not, I'm not even saying like, oh, you support, like you go out of your way to support it. Like he bought us dinner.
I did buy
when she was
dinner.
Here, right?
I did buy
like, you always go out of your way to support us, which is like, this guy is the best friend, bro.
I'm fucking like that.
Like, you're the goat for
you.
Dude.
If you're a real one, that's actually up,
if you're a real them. Why?
I don't know.
Are you nervous, bro?
No, I literally just have sweaty palms in general, bro. Tap me up. Tap me up.
Dude, why? It's not warm in here. I've had the heating off for 2 days.
Okay, what did you have to say?
No, like, dude, that's not normal, bro. Like, you're just sweating.
I don't want to talk about it.
You're
bro.
Nervous.
I don't want to talk about it, bro.
You're nervous from that question because you lied, bro.
You're fucking lied.
He's jealous.
I fucking hate this guy's fucking girlfriend. Like, she stole him from me.
I can
me.
See. Also, you've gotten asked that with previous girlfriends of mine, too.
Yeah. I've been asked it every time you've been in a relationship. I've been asked this question.
Well, I mean, it's no lie that, I mean, it is the truth that, like, yes, I have less time, but I'm also somebody that preaches autonomy and I preach independence and I preach balance in your relationships.
Mm-hmm.
When she's here again for the month, like, we are gonna hang out, like, just me and you, like, because I'm somebody that preaches, like, you need to be your separate entity, right? So it's like, I understand that, yeah, I will have less time. Maybe your boy can't hop on four every night anymore, mm-hmm. you know?
And hey, guess what? The reason why he can't hop on four is because he's
and going like, ole, ole, ole.
Do not, because I thought about what I said. I was like, that's crazy, bro.
What if I did that? Maybe you that's did. Why I'm so shocked right now.
But, like, I just think it's really interesting when people ask me that, because it kind of shows a lot about, like, their mindset with it. It's like, if my boy is up, I am up.
I know,
it's
like,
huge.
Yeah. I don't really, but I've never been... Like, you haven't been in a relationship where I haven't been in a relationship as well.
Yeah.
Well, like, 2 years ago, that doesn't count.
Yeah, that doesn't,
like,
count.
Recently, there you, like, I
I've
haven't
been single for a year,
where
bro.
You've been in a relationship, so I don't know.
Yeah. So,
but, like, I would imagine that I'm supportive, but I literally, like, can't say 100%.
Unless, like, she's, like, batshit, you have to tell
unless
me.
Unless she doesn't let us go to Greta, bro.
Oh, okay, no, that's different, bro. 11. We just did 6, right?
Yeah.
11.
Have you ever had a weird dream about each other?
Yes.
Dude.
Yes. Yes, I have.
I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah, should I say it? Did I tell this on the show before? He dropped his phone. He was like, gas. He was gas.
Weird doesn't have to be sexual.
No, it was weird. And it was sexual.
You fucked my holes, right?
Is it that yeah, one? Should I tell that story really quick? Oh, God. Okay. Dude, the truth or drink game, like, I'm just so open, it doesn't even matter, bro.
I know. Well, I only drink when I feel like I'm gonna talk shit.
Okay, so one time, this is maybe a year and a half ago, I'd like to say, in my dream, Derek was completely naked on my bed. He was like lying in, like, like, he was like sleeping, but he was awake. You were kind of like, what's it called when you like lie like this, like on your side? Sideline.
Sleeping on my side.
Yeah.
But I'm awake.
But he was
chilling.
Awake. He was just chilling on his side, right?
Okay.
And Derek had no genitals. He had no holes on his body.
Me?
Yeah. He had no holes on his body. Like, he had no dick. He had no asshole. Mm. But then I was also naked. And then I put my dick, like, I forced it in your non-existent asshole. And I just started thrusting. And then I woke up. Whoever is my fucking FBI agent, if you go through my Google search history, there's literally a thing like
gay dream about best friend.
Yeah,
right?
Am I gay? Like, I literally looked it up. I was so confused after I had that dream. I was like, what the fuck does that mean? Because I literally fucked you in my dream, but you had no holes. Like, you had no asshole.
So
I just fucked you.
Oh, okay. I'm going to debunk it.
Yeah.
So I think there's no holes because you don't see me sexually.
Yeah.
Or you see me as wholesome, maybe.
And, well, no, that's not true. Well, why would I have no holes then?
Yeah, because you're wholesome. You're wholesome, because you're a wholesome guy.
In my head, if you have no holes in a dream, that means, like, you think of them as, like, a wholesome person. You think of them highly.
Yeah.
But then you start, but you made a hole. Did it feel good, though?
Oh, fuck, it felt fire.
No, actually.
Like, nothing I felt before. No, I didn't even feel anything. Like, it was just in the dream. I just started fucking you. I felt no sensation, no, but though.
I don't remember the last time I was fucking in a dream and it didn't feel good. Like, IRL.
No, but were you fucking the vagina? I was fucking, your butthole was like literally, no, your ass was literally latex, and I put my dick in the latex.
Maybe it was so real that like it didn't feel good because there was no hole. Because
yeah,
I literally, like, when I have those dreams, like, it feels good, dude.
Yeah, I haven't had a wet dream in years, bro. It's been literally years. The last sexual dream I had was of fucking you.
We don't even know though, because you don't remember most of your dreams, right?
Yeah.
Like, you dream throughout the night, but you don't remember.
Yeah, but that one's always stuck in my head. Just the late, like, you, me fucking you. That's I think about that on a daily basis, genuinely. What about you? Have you ever had a weird dream about me?
Okay, I answer questions really literal. Probably, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably happened.
Hey, that counts as a drink, bro.
And I woke up. Oh, fuck, you're right. No, I pussied out of that one. No, I'm taking...
Is that done?
Yeah. I'm just gonna finish it.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ.
Because I pussied out of that one and I tried to be slick. I have had dreams about fucking guys though. Like, I remember one
people you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think,
give it to me.
I don't know if this is real, but apparently you can only dream of people that you've seen. Cause your brain can't make up fake people.
Oh yeah, no, but dude, it literally takes faces from like everywhere.
Like, I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, I'm gonna say my story, but you know the guy, I mean, if you have listened to Beer Sauce, I snitched on my snitched on my friend. Like, he cheated on his girlfriend with 9 girls,
and then
I had sex with him in my dream like the week after.
Yeah, that's not explained.
So
that's
I think
crazy.
My brain
that's
was saying
unexplainable.
Like, I think my brain was saying like,
you dicked him.
No, like, I think my brain was saying you told his girlfriend that he cheated so you could fuck him.
Because you did.
I did.
Damn.
I have a question, truth or drink.
What's up?
How often do you dream about your dad?
Jesus, less now, bro. Like twice a year.
I'm like 4 times a year.
Damn.
I don't fuck him. Do you ever fuck him?
No. I've never
I would be him. Honest.
I would tell you. No, it's like that's just like twice a year. Dude. Oh god. Yeah, say it.
We have to be quiet.
Oh my god, okay.
Fucked your mom in a dream.
No. Have you?
But it's a dream, bruh.
That,
dude.
I can't even put that in.
No, like, I'm saying you can't. Because, dude, you can't control your dreams. It doesn't, just because you have a dream... Focus me. Just because you have a dream doesn't mean anything.
What were you guys doing? No, wait. Did it feel good, though?
I don't remember. I'm
but did you put it in her vagina?
Yeah.
What did it look like?
I don't remember. Hold on.
Is it light? It all fucked?
It's all... Because when I get out the frame and I come back in, it makes me really pale.
Fix it.
Usually it just cancels out itself. Yeah, there we go. I don't remember if it felt good,
bro.
Okay. So, not all dreams need to have meaning. In fact, the reason we dream is undefined. We don't know why we dream. There's a lot of theories, but it is not proven that your dreams have meaning. It's random,
dude. It's unrecoverable. Let's just go next. That was unrecoverable.
No, but and you probably have. You just don't remember. You have like a bunch of dreams at night. In your REM sleep, you have a bunch of dreams you don't remember, bro.
Right,
you don't remember.
Bro is fighting for his life. Okay, let's go 11.
Have you ever had a weird dream?
Oh, whoops.
Big bro, that was
15. 15.
Have you ever tried your own sperm before?
Here's the thing. I'm going to say this. No, I haven't.
On
hella
purpose,
gross,
bro.
Though.
No, you
No, not
you
even.
Haven't ever?
I've nutted on my face by accident before. Dude.
But you haven't eaten it.
I've never eaten it. Like semen. Actually, no, it got in my mouth. Like right here. And I, dude, I remember this. You, so I was jerking off, right? Genuinely straight fire, bro.
Oh, yeah. If it gets busted, on your face, it's fire.
Literally no, landed dude, you didn't have on to tell me mouth. It's fire, bro. Landed on my mouth. I was like, oh my God. I stood up. I like walked in the bathroom like this. And I like literally rinsed my mouth like this.
So you didn't even try it?
I didn't try it.
Come on, dude. You're a pussy.
Dude, no.
Gabagoo.
Drink for that, bro.
You know what?
I'm not a pussy trying it. Okay. That's some pussy shit.
That was a huge shit, bro.
It's yummy, right?
It's fucking fantastic.
So good.
Okay, what about you? You tried your own cum?
Oh, yeah. No. Twice.
First time?
I didn't
even
know that.
Well, I'm
no,
what? I'm just playing the game,
bro. You answered the question and more.
Extra credit, bro. Extra credit.
Okay. Okay.
First time, same thing.
Uh-huh.
Get to my mouth. I just, I tried
do you hit? It. Do you hit one of these? You hit.
The thing is, like, it was basically, like, already in my mouth. Like, I could have been, but I was just like,
fuck it.
All right? And that was, like, in high school. Uh-oh. Second time?
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Okay, I'm not saying the second time.
Oh, my God, I'm so curious. So, wait, can I ask? Can I guess what
if
it
you
is?
You guess it?
If I guess it, you have to take two drinks.
Okay, but if you don't guess it, I'm not saying it, bro.
And then I have to take
but
a drink.
But I'll tell you if it's true, and I'll tell them if it's true.
Okay, but if I guess it wrong, then I'll take a drink, okay? You're, whoever it was, somebody was giving you a blowjob, and they asked you to try it, and you gave it a try.
Nope. Close.
Fuck.
Close, but nope.
Fuck, dude.
Close, but nope.
You cream pied somebody in your...
Oh, come on. Okay. No more guesses, okay. Bro.
No, wait. We're going to keep...
I'm going to open mine.
Okay, bet. We just did... Did I just do 15? Do I have to... I don't know if I tapped it already or I didn't. Did we just do 15?
Let me see. We just did 15.
Okay, let's do 11... Or 7, 7, 7,
7. 7, 7, 7, 7, 7. Have you ever regretted giving an ex-partner a gift or item? Yes. My bad. I'm not ashamed of that. It's not like that's not broke behavior. Like
I've never regretted giving. Okay, I'm gonna half answer the question, so I'll take a half drink to be fair. I've never done that, but I have not bought a gift for an ex because I know I was gonna break up with her. It was our year anniversary. Was
that's
coming
a half
up.
Drink, bro.
I'm such a dick, dude.
It's a half drink. Oh, that's what we're just making up rules to drink now.
It's fire.
I just called you. Like, I told you. Wait.
Dude, so
I mean, dude, like, yeah, I feel
so
like that's...
One of my exes, our anniversary was coming up. So I was like, okay, this is what I gotta do, bro. Yeah. I was like, I was so stressed to break up with her. I was so stressed to have that conversation. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I'm not gonna buy her an anniversary gift. Because I'm gonna break, like I put myself on a time.
There was a
crunch.
Deadline.
There was a deadline to break
and
up.
And you
with
can't
her.
Do it on the anniversary.
Yeah, I can't.
You gotta do it like
so. There was a deadline.
Before,
there was a deadline, yeah. Bro. So like so that's like I'll as that was a half drink moment. Yeah. But yeah.
How long? How long before the anniversary did you break up?
Oh, like a week, bro.
Dude, you played it too. That's close as fuck. But you know what? It's better than birthday.
No, dude, yeah.
Like,
have you...
I haven't done that, but that's, like, hypothetical scenario. You want to break up with your girl, but it's her birthday in 2 weeks. Do you wait?
Oh, shit. But the thing is she would want to know right away, but at the same time, it's her birthday,
it's her
bro.
It's her birthday.
Just hold out another month.
No, but that's so long. And that's, like, a waste of time.
Honestly, no matter what you do, you're an asshole.
Yeah,
there's no right
as long
scenario.
As it's not on her birthday... The day before or the day after, I think it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's no right answer. Yeah. Like, no matter what you do,
it's
you're
gonna
a dick.
Be fucked up.
Yeah, no matter
it's
what
sad.
You do.
And breaking up with somebody is always just sad.
It's always a fucking sad conversation.
For me, what was the question, bro?
I don't know. I'm an Ole through.
Wait, guys, this is what Ole does to a brother. Have you ever regretted giving an ex-partner a gift or item?
Oh, yeah. What have you regretted giving them, though?
I have two. Oh. See, I get extra credit, bro. I'm getting drink for the extra credit, bro.
I'm drinking for the extra credit, y'all.
Okay. So, my first ever girlfriend, and this is so fucking, like, sad. Well, guys, I was infatuated. It was the first woman to ever touch me, okay?
Oh, God.
It was the first woman to ever touch me, tell me they love me.
Jeez.
Right?
Jeez, yeah.
And growing up, you know.
You know, there was
without those words of affirmation.
Then he starts dreaming about having sex with his mom. What does it do to a brother? Look at what it does to a brother.
Guys, like, they're going to hold that against me for so long.
Yeah, I'm going to be fucked up.
So the first time, actually, she broke up with me like a week before her birthday. But I already bought her a birthday present.
Yeah.
And in my head, I was like, oh, like, she deserves it still. Like, oh, like, it's her present. And I went and I met her and I gave her the present. And it was a Polaroid camera.
Dude, which was a Polaroid camera was like $80.
It was like $80.
You should have kept that for yourself. You know how sick that would have been?
I know. I fucking know. Can't believe I was like young. I was 16, right? And the second time, well... I mean, okay, I don't regret it, but money's money, right? And money's power, money's freedom.
Yeah.
I bought Cirque de Soleil tickets like a week before we broke up. And those are like $200, bro.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
And like, I would like to have that money back now. Like, because now I can take the bros out for a drink.
You can take the bros to Cirque du Soleil.
I can take my girlfriend now to Cirque du Soleil.
Right? Instead of the ex. But because like $200 is a lot, bro. It's like a week before you guys break up.
Like, I know.
Fuck,
like,
dude.
Fuck.
I can't believe you did that. Dude, you know how much I would have loved to go to Cirque du Soleil? I would have loved to go.
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ, man.
We should go.
Okay, we can go.
I can't, though, because I spent $200 on it. Like, $200. I don't regret it necessarily, but the money would be nice to have back.
Yeah.
Because it's like a week before.
Well, you could hit her up, get the money back.
That's so cringe.
That would be fun.
Dude, you know how fucking cringe that would be?
Dude, I remember.
Like, honestly, I could be on my, like, I could need a heart transplant and I wouldn't ask for that money back, bro. It's embarrassing.
Can I tell the story of when we dropped off all your shit or all your ex's shit to her place? Yeah. One time, me and Derek, this was after him and his ex broke up. His ex's roommate texted us and they were like,
yo, get your shit.
Can you get your shit and drop off all her shit?
I didn't drop off anything. Oh, I'm not going to lie. I fucking hit a mean lick.
Hey, dude, you need to make that $200 back.
I know. Guys, I'm not the bad guy here.
You're not the bad guy.
I'm not the bad guy. Also, she wanted it. If she wanted it, she would ask for it. Yeah, if she wanted to, she would. If she wanted to, she would.
That's true. That's true. And I remember I literally have a video of us dropping it off. Yeah. Like, that was like...
Mission Impossible.
We just fucking snuck around and like did it. That was scary shit.
Ooh, I have a thought.
Oh, yeah?
It has nothing to do with this.
Give it to me.
I mean, this relates to the last episode.
But if you have a thought, you have to drink. That's the thing.
Okay, this relates to the last episode. Okay. Heart of Attraction. One thing that I forgot to say is date somebody with the amount... like, with generally the same amount of like money as you.
Yeah.
Because it becomes awkward when one person is like a lot less broke or a lot more broke.
Yeah. Damn, bro. Okay, go 13.
Because then you buy Cirque du Soleil and you get Jack.
Wait, did you just buy that for her?
Yeah.
Like just as a gift?
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
I know. I'm a good boyfriend.
You're really good.
I wasn't at the time though.
Yeah, but I mean, you still... like $200 is a lot. Like I would not do that. Like that's cooked, bro. Like I cannot believe you did that shit, bro.
Well, okay, thanks for making me feel good about myself, bro.
I got you. 7 or 13.
Whatever, bro.
It's either 7 or 13.
Our most toxic trait in a relationship. Let's do a disclaimer. We don't have to answer, but let's do a disclaimer first.
Yeah.
Not everyone's perfect.
No one is perfect.
We are traumatized little boys, and we're working on ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I'm transparent about these things with anybody I date.
Mm-hmm.
As a disclaimer. Wait, guess mine, and I'll guess yours.
Okay.
Wait,
I think I know yours. I think I know yours.
I think you know mine, but I don't know yours.
Okay, should we just say our own then?
Okay.
I can start.
Okay, go.
I'll soften the blow.
Start.
9 times out of 10, I will always put my work in out of my romance. If me and Derek are having, an emergency and we, need to record an episode of Beer Sauce, or I, can't meet her parents because I have to edit an episode, I have no problem just being, I can't. I need to do this. I'm sorry.
That's not bad.
No, but I'm saying to a brutalic level.
You don't even feel bad.
No, I feel bad.
Okay.
But it's
at least
you
have empathy for it.
But it's 9 times out of 10, I will always put my work and my passion ahead of them.
Baby No Money Coffee Chat or marriage?
Baby No Money Coffee Chat.
Oh,
I'm not even fucking kidding. Okay. Fucking
marriage. Baby No Money Coffee Chat or 3-year anniversary dinner?
Baby No Money Coffee Chat.
Jesus, bro.
Yeah,
that's
I'm not kidding.
We can ask Baby No Money to reschedule.
No, Baby
bro.
No. When Baby No Money asks you to do something, you fucking do it.
I don't.
Okay.
I not me.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
3-year anniversary. You can't switch an anniversary, bro.
No, we can. We can. Obviously, it's something I need to work on.
Yeah, yeah.
But it just relates back to, drive with passion and how I cannot, I always have that hat on of my career. You know what I mean?
What does your hat say? Make America great again, you fucking pussy.
Yeah, it literally says that. but, 9 times out of 10, I will always put work ahead of them.
Let's say you don't.
Yeah.
What do you feel?
I'll literally be inside of her, and then I'll say popping bees.
You think you build resentment off that?
I'll literally be inside of her, and then I'll say popping bees.
Dude, this is literally 40 minutes in. You can't expect me to get that, bro. What's popping bees?
What's popping bees? Welcome back to Beer Sauce. My name is Nicholas Potspot.
My name is Ole Derek Zoo. Ole Derek Zoo.
You literally said Ole. Did you spell O-L-E? Did you say O-L-E?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, shit.
I did.
Dude, because I'm an idiot, I have to drink. That's the rule, bro.
Okay. Late intro.
You have to as well. Okay. What was I saying? Oh, your most toxic drink.
I got a date after this, bro.
What's your most toxic drink? I mean, what's your most toxic trait?
Drinking before my date, bro.
What's your most toxic trait?
Getting fucked up off Olay's before my date.
Is that your most toxic trait? Toxic trait.
Genuinely, and I work on this. I want to be the perfect boyfriend. Mm-hmm. It's one of my goals this year.
Mm-hmm.
My toxic trait is that I have very black and white thinking. You look like you're crying, bro. You're crying.
Yo, he looks like he's crying.
I'm taking this for the story, bro. Guys, we're recording. Does he look like he's crying?
Are you gonna put this in our story?
I think black and white a lot. When I'm overwhelmed, mm-hmm. when I'm just burnt out, when I'm irritated, when I feel like I need alone time, I feel very unemotional.
Yeah.
And when I'm unemotional and I'm lethargic.
Big word.
You taught me that.
Big word for the bro.
I feel very black and white. So if this is my girlfriend, when I'm lethargic, this is just a person in my life. And it switches.
Yeah.
And it's boom, it's either one or the other.
Mm-hmm. It's either she's the love of your life.
Or just a person that's in my life.
Yeah.
And it's I've become so much less emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And I become numb. And when that happens, I become snippy and irritated. And I don't really put a lot of effort into my relationship, and this black and white thing can last. I can be in the bad mindset for a week.
Damn,
it's hard to snap
a
myself.
Week?
It's really, really hard for me to snap myself out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll know I'm feeling that way. I'll consciously know.
Yeah,
and I'll do things to try to bring myself out of it. So if in the relationship, because the question relates to the relationship, I'll write love letters. I'll look at pictures of us. You know.
To snap you back in the zone.
Snap me back in it. And sometimes it doesn't work. And I know objectively I love this person, but sometimes it just doesn't work. And I can't do anything about it. And I don't know what to do. That's my most toxic trait.
Damn.
But it's not my fault.
Well, it's not your fault. Dude, I
literally put effort into it. And I don't know what to do sometimes.
Therapy, bro.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
Literally therapy.
Better help.
Don't put that in. I'm gonna flip that out. Let's go next question. 12. I have to pee in a sec. After this question, I have to pee.
Well, no, last question.
I do.
Do you have?
What,
dude? Who put this in? Joe Juno.
Juno
put this in. Do you have a racial preference when dating?
He went to Cheers with me. I'm not answering, bro.
That was it.
No, I meant like we're not. Don't answer that.
No, I'm not. No, dude. He went to Cheers with me. I'm not answering the question.
I'm not even going to insinuate.
Mm-hmm. I'm not insinuating.
No, like, that's just like, I'm not answering. That's just weird to, like, talk about.
Oh, no, yeah. Like, that's crazy, bro. He went to Cheers with me because he knew I wouldn't answer the question. Oh, my God. You drop it? Dude.
You know, if I'm going to spill one alcohol on my carpet, it's going to be Olay.
Nice recovery. I have to pee anyways. Yeah. You want to clean that up?
Dude, chill. Oh my God. I'm so mad, bro.
Dude, I'm having the worst day ever.
Not that. It's never that. Stop. Let me. Do you know what this is?
What is this, bro? What is that? What can it really do to help me in my miserable mood right now? What could it realistically do to help me, Derek? What is that?
Have a sip.
What is that?
Have a sip of this.
This could not do me anything right.
Have a sip!
Okay! I'm under a lot of pressure, and I've been stress eating.
I could tell.
Okay, well, it's not even part of the artery. That's crazy, bro, what you just said right now. That's crazy. I'm mad! I'm getting back into character. I'm mad. Great. I'm mad!
He's so mad.
Oh, wait. No way. Oh my God.
Olay is always the answer.
I'm okay now. It's the answer is always Olay.
That's fire. It's fire.
Your socks wet from cleaning?
I stepped in the Olay on the ground. But you know what they say? Mm-hmm. In the scripture, the Old Testament, they say, Lisan al Gaib.
Lisan al Gaib.
Lisan al Gaib.
Olay Gaib.
Olay Gaib.
He steps in Olay.
Hopefully, you guys enjoyed the Olay little read we did there.
Oh. Yo, guys, he's not mad anymore.
Guys,
he's not mad anymore.
I'm chill now.
Dude, people are going to think that's racist what we just did. Guys. Lisan al Gaib.
From Dune. From Dune.
It's from Dune.
Okay. Four.
4, 4, 4. My unlucky number. What do you think turns me on? Like, I answer for you and you answer for me.
Like, what do I think turns you on? And then...
But yeah.
Okay, how about if I'm wrong, then you drink.
Okay, yeah, but like, you also can't just be like, when a girl kisses you, like no.
Yeah,
shit,
like, no, like, something specific. Okay.
Okay, but tell me if this is specific enough.
Yeah.
Net kisses.
Oh, that's specific enough. I'll drink.
Okay.
Oh, that's
Let's go back and forth until...
okay, until we run out. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, can I go?
Yeah, until you're wrong or I'm wrong.
Ear whispers. Oh. Hit me. I'm ready for it.
When she says your name.
You drink as well.
Yeah, no shit, but that was for you, pussy. Right.
Okay. Plays with the back of your hair while shit's going down. Fuck.
Like, it's not bad.
Fuck.
I wouldn't say
it's not, like, tailored towards you. It's not tailored towards Derek. Okay.
Drink, bro.
I lost.
No. My last one.
Okay.
Let me think one more. Why do you look like that?
It's just like, dude.
The answer
is always Olay.
Dude, guys, audio listeners.
The answer is always Olay.
Gotta come check this shit out on YouTube for just 1 second, bro.
The answer is always Olay, bro.
Like, oh, wait. Truth or drink? Yeah. My new question.
Okay. He's implementing a new question.
Are there any substances that make you horny as fuck?
Oh,
dude, I'm
Sometimes marijuana.
This. Oh.
Sometimes marijuana.
Oh, you know what? I'm answering this then.
Yeah, what's up?
Marijuana. All the time. Not, I haven't smoked in a long time, so I don't know. But
when we smoke together. Was,
no. When I'm alone. I've said this on the pod, so that's I'm good.
Okay, marijuana, yeah. Every like, time for you?
Marijuana is the reason why I started masturbating.
That's crazy.
Like, that's literally the reason. Like, I didn't even feel the need to do it. And then I started smoking weed, and I was like,
dude, you should smoke.
And I don't like smoking weed, though.
But just see what's up. Just, no, smoke some the good shit. I don't know.
And then what do you mean see what's up? Like, just what do you? What up? Do I need to see?
I don't know. Just go into your bed and get all freaky, bro. Just see what's up.
Oh, dude, you're kind of right.
Like, maybe you unlock something new. Like, maybe you have, like, a pony. Maybe, dude, you fuck one of your stuffies.
Maybe, like, I'm mad kinky. I just don't know unless, like, I smoke weed.
You have to drink to that, bro. Okay, next one is number 3.
Okay, this is getting weird. Guys, the thing is...
The vibes are weird now.
Sometimes I regret the things I say, but I don't feel the need to cut them out. I just, like... The thing is, like, I don't care if the listeners watch.
Yeah.
Right? But it's, like... Let's say you start dating somebody.
Yeah.
And their friends watch this shit. And now they know that when you smoke weed, sometimes you get a little bit horny.
Yeah, but at the same time, we air ourselves out so hard that, like, the worst of the worst is on the show. Like, you can instantly see who we, like, obviously we play characters, but you can instantly see, like, what they're getting into. And I swear, like, some of the things we say are outrageous, but at the same time, like, we don't hit people, like, behind closed doors. Like, abuse people, right?
Yeah. I guess my point was, like,
would you?
I know some of y'all are watching, and you know me, but, like...
Like, some of her friends are watching?
Like, I know, like, if you see this shit, hey, like, guys. I'm sorry, bro.
What up, bro?
Roll that shit, man.
Okay, next one's three.
What do you say when you nut? It said come, but I said nut because that's funnier to me.
Yeah.
What do I say?
Well,
I'm not gonna.
No. Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
No fucking way.
The thing is I don't want you to talk about that. I don't want me to talk about that either. Like, that's crazy, bro.
I'm not saying that shit, man.
Well, the thing is it can be. It's kind of like a random. It's a random speech generator.
It depends what I'm feeling that day.
Yeah.
Olay. Okay. Well, you know what I say? Olay.
Oh yeah. No. Every 99% of the time I say olay, but the other 1%, I don't want to talk about the other 1%.
Breathe right.
Okay. The other 0.5% of the time, I don't want to talk about the other 0.5% of the time.
No.
It's two.
Who has the better looking parent? Mom.
Mom. Okay. Well, we can only do mom.
Shh.
Yeah. Okay.
She's upstairs.
Okay.
And so you're gonna get an ASMR segment.
The loser has to drink. Mm-hmm. Whoever has the least.
Okay. Let's do. I get like 30 seconds to say why.
Okay.
And you get 30 seconds to say why. That's I'm not gonna diss your mom until the second round.
Okay, so we're just
yeah. Okay. This is purely gonna be building up my mom.
Okay.
My mom's a girl boss. When we came here, we had a plastic fucking dinner table. It was plastic. We found it out on the street. Now she drives a fucking Mercedes Benz, right? That's fucking girl boss as fuck. My mom looks young because she's Asian. She has bright skin. Okay. Mm-hmm. And she's funny, bro. And you know damn well she's funny.
Damn. Okay. Can I get my piece now? I'm going to talk at a normal volume.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just because my mom is not in the vicinity of 5 kilometers. My mom's also a girl boss as well, bro. She came here from a communist country.
My mom did too.
But did your mom stay at a fucking concentration camp for a year?
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, my mom
stayed Auschwitz?
Yeah, bro. But she stayed at a concentration camp.
Actually?
She stayed at a concentration camp for a year.
Oh.
Hella girl boss, but doesn't drive a Mercedes, drives a Mazda. Not as nice as a car.
But but girl boss is cool, but staying in a concentration camp means she has trauma, bro.
Your mom has trauma as well, bro.
Not as much.
Her husband killed herself. Killed himself. Instant baggage.
To that, bro.
I'll drink to bro. But my mom also hella thick hair, but I'm genuinely, I have enough confidence in myself to give you the win here because I've never had a dream about fucking my mom. Your mom's such a ting that you fucked her in her dream. That you fucked that you fucked her in your dream.
Sorry, I said that really loud.
Your mom is such a ting that you fucked her in your dream.
That's not what it means,
so
bro.
So you are the winner.
Why? There's a deeper meaning behind it.
Yeah. So I will drink to that. But here's the thing.
No.
Did you like it, though? Because you obviously kept going in the dream.
I can't control. It wasn't lucid. Why are we acting like it's lucid? Okay, so I win. I don't even have to do a second round. Dissing your mom.
No, you win, dude. I'm giving it to you. You fucked your mom in your dream. Who does that?
It's like, we can't even cut that bit out now because we lose this bit too. Like, I'm locked in. Like, if we cut that bit out,
this won't make any sense.
Like, this literally, like, 10 minutes will just be cut out. So I'm locked into this shit, bro. Okay, guys, somebody out there has to relate, right?
Bro, really said somebody out there.
That's what Freud said, bro.
Did Freud say that? Freud really said somebody out there.
Yeah. Dude. Okay. No, like, Freud has a theory.
Yeah, give me the theory.
That's like everyone wants to fuck their mom.
Yeah, I have no desire to do that.
Yeah, but why does a bedtime story from your girl hit more different, bro?
I don't want to talk about that.
Right?
I do, like, not want to
talk
come, about
that. How come you do mommy and daddy role playing in the bed, huh? Let's be real, bro.
I don't want to do that. Let's go. Next number question. One. We have two more to go. This one's number one. Shit.
What our exes actually thought of you?
I'll say that shit. I don't even need a drink. How about if it's so easy we have to drink, bro?
That's not my fault if it's easy. Okay, fine. But also, I want to add a twist. Yeah. I want your honest opinion of my exes too.
Okay.
Honest.
Okay, I'll literally give it on God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, but so what was the first question? What my ex thought of you. Okay, so every single one of my exes, I was thinking about this in the shower, actually. Not weird. I just think in the shower. Yeah. Guys. Yeah. I'm not fucking weird.
You sure?
Dude.
Contrary to popular belief. You're a pretty weird guy.
You can't control your dreams. You can't control them.
Yeah. Okay,
you can't control them.
Because, bro, I'm going to tell you this right now. Weird. I look at you differently now.
Guys, guys, I'm gonna get banned on the internet, bro.
crazy dreams have, but
every single one of my exes,
yeah,
this is like a thing, and even like now, mm-hmm. people feel the desire to bond with you over something like about mental illness every single time. Like every single time, literally every single time, I'm not even joking, like every single time if I date somebody and like, obviously they want you to like them mm-hmm. because you're my best friend and like, they know that. So I feel like there's always a lot of pressure for you to like them, even though like,
I always will.
I know. The thing is, there's not pressure on your side, but in their head, it's like, this is his best friend. Like he has to like me or I'm fucked. Right.
Yeah.
Which is like, makes sense. But they always feel the need to, like, bond with you over, like, something, like, mentally ill. Like, OCD, anxiety.
Yeah, I don't, like, what the fuck is this, bro? No,
like, this is something I've noticed, bro. Like, or, like, fear of puking.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Like, my girlfriend now is so scared of puke.
That's my biggest fear as well.
Like, OCD was the last one. Like, motherfuckers bond with you over bad stuff, bro. That's
you know what? Because they trust.
Because it's vulnerable. Yeah. But it's vulnerable.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Like, being comfortable with somebody to bond over that stuff is vulnerable. But, like, that's something that I thought was funny. Nobody I've ever dated thought anything bad about you.
I know that one of my exes was, like, jealous of you.
Oh, wait.
Did I spark something, bro?
I know my ex did not like our gay bits.
I can, honestly, that's fair, though. I can see why.
I would see why.
But I would hope they understand that it is a bit. And
I can it's see why, but like she wouldn't communicate it well. Oh, okay. I have to even it out.
Yeah, you have to even it out now.
She wouldn't communicate it well, so she'd be like, if Olays make me burp.
No, but, Olays make you, but the burps smell good.
But burping's good for you.
Yeah, burping is really good for you.
So she'd be like, oh, like just how like you talked about kissing Nico on the podcast today. Instead of like, because you know, like what she actually meant was like, can you give me reassurance? But how she would say it is like, oh, like you and Nico like talked about making out on the podcast today. Like, wow. But that's not what she actually, her desire was. She wanted reassurance.
Yeah.
But she would ask for it in a, that way. Okay. Now I'm going to air myself out.
Now air yourself
out. Damn.
He's got to dig deeper. What's something you got mad over that you should not have gotten mad over before?
In my past relationships?
Yeah.
I would need to comfort her when I was really busy and it pissed me off.
Yeah.
And it would, the thing is, it wouldn't piss me off if it was, I feel like, a rational reason.
Mm-hmm.
But in my head, they were irrational.
Yeah.
And like, I understand anxiety, but there needs to be an emotional regulation that you just have to have.
Yeah.
And I was fine doing it, but when I was busy, it really pissed me off.
Mm-hmm. Like if you were out and then she FaceTimed you or called
and was
you.
Like, I just saw like a dead person on The Boys. It's like, dude, you're watching The Boys. Come on. Okay.
That's good. That's fair.
No, but I just aired you out again.
Dude, now you have to air yourself out again.
Okay, okay, you know what? You know what?
Just
you know
drink
what?
His punishment.
You know what? I'm dirty. You guys know that.
Yeah, like, everyone knows that. Everyone knows that.
But everybody already knows that. Oh, fuck.
Okay. I'll also say this. Okay, so I remember one of my exes was jealous of you because we were so close.
Who? Yeah. Okay. I didn't want you to...
Oh, well, it's fine. It doesn't take that much work. And
like
she was like jealous of our... Because we were so close.
Yeah.
And like... genuinely 10 times out of 10 I'm choosing her over you. I want to put that
wait
this
what
out. 11 times out of 10
her over me,
you over her.
You said it wrong. I was did gonna I get mad, bro.
Did I say it wrong?
I was gonna get mad, bro.
I'm sorry.
I was like,
okay. Oh. 11 times out of 10 you over her, and she did not like that, which is fair, but like our dynamic that's was so fair. Good and like we were best friends. We worked together.
And you and her weren't the best.
And me and her, like, you were my best friend. And she did not like that. Because she wanted us to be best friends.
Which we've is, had this.
Yeah.
We don't have to go over it again.
And then another one of my exes was, like, so intimidated of you.
Because
She listened to... Me and my last ex had a rule, which was every time I feel like I learn new information about her... Like enough new information about her, I could let her listen to an episode.
When was that? Because I still don't let my girlfriend listen just because I feel like
I would do it. She could choose one episode every month to listen to.
Dude, it was like a gift.
Yeah, it was like a gift. Or when she told me so much about herself, I was like, the God is gracing you with a new episode. You know what I
guys,
mean?
Guys, that's fucking fun. That's so funny. Like she earned it.
She had to earn that. Yeah.
Like
no,
she
but like if I was
awesome.
Like if I feel like I knew a lot about her,
yeah.
Like maybe I was like, hey, if you want, like you can like feel free to listen to another episode. Like I would just nonchalantly bring that up.
Mm.
But every month we would have a rule. Like every month she could listen to a new episode of her choosing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but she was really intimidated of you, and she listened to a good amount of Beer Sauce, and then she got really intimidated.
Second
she
one.
Was like. Yeah, second one. She was like, Derek was, she was like, Derek is like Zooism is crazy, bro. Like,
no, actually?
No, like in a good way. She was just intimidated of you because I think the way you present yourself, it's so confident. And that threw her
strongly
off.
Opinionated.
Yeah, and that really threw her off. That threw her for a whim. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm intimidated.
Yeah, you're an intimidating guy. You're an intimidating guy.
I feel like I am.
Yeah.
And I think how you can tell intimidated, like, If we fucked up on the same thing, people would call you out, but they might not call me out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm saying people we know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I feel like people would be scared of what I have to say.
Mm-hmm. Because you would destroy them.
I don't know about destroy.
Not destroy. That's
I'm open to constructive criticism.
Yeah, but you would like...
I'm strongly opinionated on the things I say. Yeah. So like generally, I'm not even open to changing my mind.
Yeah, so but people could tell me that. Yeah. But like for you, maybe Damn. They would have to approach it a different way. So she was just scared. Huh. She was scared of you, bro. Because you just came across so intimidating on Beer Sauce.
Oh, also, every time I've broken up somebody or they've broken up with me, every single time they're like, tell Nico that like... He's a good, like, he was so nice to me, blah, blah, blah. Like, they'll, like, even, they'll either DM you.
Dude.
Or they'll like, be like, I'll tell Nico it's not personal that I, you know, like, I love him. He's so cool. Bro,
one of Derek's exes,
which is cool.
After they broke up, they messaged me. Mm. And they're like, I just want to thank you for being so nice to
which
me.
Which is really,
which
is cool.
Dude. Yeah. I have to cut that out.
All right.
Okay. Let's go. Last question.
Last question?
This is the last question. It's number 9 is the last question today.
Number 9. Which bodily fluids or excretions do you enjoy smelling the most? Apparently, this is a viewer-submitted
one. Yeah, this is a viewer-submitted one.
I feel excretions?
Like. What's can we first clarify what excretions mean? What is
excretions? Hey, Siri. What does excretions mean?
Why are you so polite to Siri? Why'd you have a customer service voice to Siri, bro?
Expression means the action of making known one's thoughts or feelings.
I think
Do you
Siri,
want to hear the next one?
I think Siri misheard that for expressions. No lie.
Excretion.
I don't understand. I thank you, but I could search the web for it.
Okay. Well, excretion is up to debate on what that is. Excretion like anything?
I'm just thinking things that exit your body.
Can I ask you something?
Uh-huh.
This isn't my answer.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you a question.
We have to be on the even playing field.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question here. And if it's yes, you have to drink. And if it's no, I will drink. Okay. Have you ever clipped your toenails and smelled them?
No, but I will tell you this. I mean, half yes. Don't drink yet. Tell me if this is half yes. You know, like on nail clippers, sometimes they'll have like the nail filer.
Yeah.
When I file my nails, I don't even file them because I want my nails to look nice. I like the smell of them.
The smell of what? Which nails?
Filed nails.
Of?
Like when you file your nails, it's like a little like powder.
Finger nails or toenails? This is very important.
Finger. I barely do my toenails. I cut my fingernails like a lot because I don't like, yeah. I get overstimulated
when was the last time you cut your toenails?
Dude, it's probably February 27th.
that's absurdly like accurate.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's been a month to the day.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Okay. But you like the smell of filed. You know what? We'll both have drink.
I almost like done mine.
I like that.
Wait, I had nothing left. Give me yours.
Here you go.
Tequila mule.
Ew.
Not you.
Yeah, but just...
Oh, my reaction.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm really white. I'm so sorry.
Why is the lighting... Is the lighting all fucky?
It's just making me like look like Edward.
I'll try to fix it on post. I don't know how much I can do. There's only so much you can do when the lighting is... Like, you want to try to fix it?
It's just like if I move a lot... Because we have autofocus on.
Yeah.
Which when it's not even autofocus, it's auto exposure. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it makes me look so Korean.
Hey, but that sells the tickets.
Yeah, but I literally, you can't even tell. Like, it's so Korean that it doesn't even look real anymore.
Yeah, I'll try to fix it in post. Sorry if the lighting changed. But to actually answer the question.
Okay, so why did you ask me that?
Because I've done it before.
Toenails?
I've smelled it just out of curiosity.
Smell good? Smell good?
No.
Like, smell bad?
It just smells like, it literally smells like mac and cheese, bro.
What? It's cheesy?
It just smells fucked up, bro.
Dude. Oh, you know what? I got a loofah.
Can we first clarify what a loofah is?
It's just a scrub in the shower.
Oh, yeah. Why? Why did you get one?
Dude. You gotta get on this.
Did you do it on your asshole?
Good. Oh, no. It's like a harsh feeling. It doesn't feel good, but... You save a lot more body wash because it lathers better.
Yeah.
Plus, you feel like you're cleaning yourself more. Because what I do with body wash is I just rub with my hands.
Yeah, that's what I do as well. Are you supposed to loofah
it? It doesn't feel as good with your hands.
Loofah feels clean.
Okay.
I'll
and
give you one.
And you've smelled the loofah?
Huh?
You've smelled the loofah?
I'm it's confused. Only been a day. Oh, no. I was just been saying, if you loofahed your feet, maybe it wouldn't fucking smell like mac and cheese,
but I
bro.
No, my feet don't smell like mac and cheese, but my toenails. Like, have you ever just smelled an individual toenail? Just out of curiosity. Oh, I've just done that for
okay,
the
you know what I like?
What's up?
Plaque. Smell of plaque.
Ew. Like plaque?
Like, if I let plaque build up.
Oh.
I don't, but like, sometimes there's a little bit of plaque. On
I've literally
teeth.
Never had
like,
that
you
issue
scratch
before.
Your teeth?
Never had that issue.
And like the smell is nice.
I've never had that issue in my life before.
You don't get like some white shit on your
no,
teeth.
No, I floss. Those. I floss daily. And I brush my teeth twice a day.
I brush my teeth twice a day.
But do you floss?
I do now. Starting now.
Okay, sure. Bro. But to actually answer the question,
paints. What's... yeah, no, same.
Paints.
No, but like the sweat.
The taint sweat. Is genuinely
fire, bro.
Gaseous. I will literally, like, first off, I just think itching your taint in general and then smelling it afterwards.
Dude, if you itch and don't smell, you're a pussy, bro.
You're a fucking you're piece a of shit if you don't do that.
I can't trust yeah. you.
It's a fantastic experience. I get, number one, get my hand, put it down there,
yeah.
just... Go hard, dead skin, everything is coming off. Rub it clean. Then
Olay, please. Olay, please.
Olay,
please don't.
It's a joke.
Please don't take away our product. Please don't.
Then hand up. Genuinely, after I just rubbed my taint, dude. One of the best sensations known to man. Then I smell it. Dude,
but you know what?
What's that?
There's a weird phenomenon going around.
Is there a phenomenon?
If you smell yours, it's good. But if you smell someone else's, it's bad.
Okay, wait.
Like, would you be open? Yours smells horrible.
Would you be open to smelling each other's taints?
I'm not sweaty.
You did.
I'm not.
Well, just still get in there and see what's up. Would you be
dude,
open
I,
to doing
no,
that on camera?
No. For the Patreon. That. Fine, I don't have a drink.
It'll be on the Patreon.
You have another
Patreon.
Drink?
I do have another drink. Here you go. But I think we can both agree here, taint sweat. If there was another question,
okay,
if there was another
three.
Answer. Top three? Okay, I'll do top
taint
three.
Taint sweat is number one. Okay. It just is. Mm-hmm. And it's your own. It has to be your own. Mm. Two?
I have one.
Do you like booger smell?
No.
Oh, come no. on. Don't
you
be
like
a...
booger smell?
Booger smells good.
Boogers don't smell like anything.
Oh, you don't have my boogers then?
Okay, I've never smelled
gross.
Boogers. We're disgusting. I like this is like slowly coming out that like, we're fucking disgusting.
I'll just like stew my fingers.
Wait, what?
Booger smell is my point.
Wait, you'll stick your finger in there, pull it out, and then smell it?
It smells good.
It's gross.
I don't think I have a third one.
Yeah, I
what would not, be a
even if I had a third one, I'm gonna cap it at two because it's disgusting. And
Black.
I feel bad for everyone.
Okay, I'm gonna do my nail clipping.
Ew. Wait, dude.
What was my other
if
two?
It's y'all filed, if it's filed and you smell it.
It's the powder.
Did you not just snort it? Because it's powder.
Yeah.
It's just...
No, you don't snort it. Just smell it.
Yeah, but if it's powder, it's going to go in your nose. Even if you smell
no,
it.
No, it's stuck on the file.
It's stuck on the file? Could you do this real quick? Like, after we're done recording today, like, could we do this and I could just smell it really quick?
Maybe.
Thanks, man.
No, dude, it smells like... Milk.
You like the smell of milk?
Dude, it's interesting.
Honestly, no, I don't even care if it smells good or not. If it's interesting, that's what I care about. Because with
what's your least favorite smell?
Oh, shit.
Guys, we've had disgusting episodes.
My poo. My poo.
Yeah.
Or earwax. No, earwax smells
interesting.
I've never
smelled earwax.
Just go like this. Just right now, go like this. Okay, no, but really get in there, bro. Really get in there. And just smell it.
It just smells
here,
like...
Smell mine. Smell mine. If you're a real one, you'll smell mine, bro.
Yours is stinkier than mine.
Yeah, because I do you Q-tip your ears? I don't Q-tip my ears.
You're
but
not supposed
you,
to Q-tip.
I went in there.
You're
I went in there,
not supposed to Q-tip,
bro.
By the way.
Wait, really?
Because it pushes the earwax in.
I don't agree with you, bro.
No, like, I'm talking about science, bro.
No, I'm talking about let's put a vote on a specific Instagram and TikTok to see if people agree with us or not.
Okay, we're going to post a poll right now.
Literally right now.
So if you are listening to this, you're going to miss the poll.
Yeah, you're going
to
miss
the poll. I don't give a fuck because we'll post more polls. And you're going to you're gonna get to see behind the scenes shit. Yeah. All right? You're going to get to see me in my vulnerable positions.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that means. B-E-E-R-S-O-S-P-O-D-C-A-S-T. I got to sober up before my date. We going
to
be good.
Dude, I have to go on the bus home, y'all. Like, I'm going to be... Like, I'm going to, like, go, like, to the bus driver. Ew, that was a disgusting noise. Why are you good at that? Stop doing that.
Do it again. Okay, you know what? Let's play a game.
Okay.
I posted a TikTok an hour and a half ago.
Okay.
If you get, if you guess how many views it has between 3K.
Mm-hmm. Like a 3K buffer?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go 1K. What are you going to go?
You think there's 1K views?
Yeah. You just uploaded it.
An hour and a half ago.
Okay, what is yours? What is yours?
Yeah. 5K, dude.
Views? It has 5K views?
Yeah.
Okay, I was off by 1K.
Yeah, so you're wrong, bro.
But you never guessed. You just, you're the game master. Yeah, you never even played the fucking game, bro.
No, I'm the game master.
Okay, you're the game master.
Follow us on Instagram, Patreon coming out soon, extra content, maybe cooking videos. Guys, it's going to be worth it. And we're also not going to be the guys that are like, oh, pay $30. Oh, it's going to be fucking affordable.
Yeah.
It's going to be like affordable.
Me and Derek have been really putting a lot of thought into like, because we don't want to be the guys that overcharge for like dog shit.
That's cringe. Like we understand the economy.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Not next 2 months, bro. We should not announce
three,
that yet.
Four.
I don't know. We should. You jumped the gun early on that announcement, bro. I'll cut it out.
Patreon will be affordable. And,
We'll try to make it worthwhile. Everyone says that, obviously, but it's like, we're going to try our best to make it worthwhile.
Hopefully.
For everyone. Yeah.
Because.
And if it's not, then fuck. I'll literally show my dick on Instagram story. Like,
it'll be worth it if you show your dick.
Yeah.
We're done. Beer sauce.